Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on Hunting Monsters, episode 66. I'm your host, SBJ.
And I'm your co-host. That's too much energy.
Too much.
Micah.
Hello.
The Brave.
Hello. Why do I sound so monotone right now? I don't know.
Brave style. Sorry, Valor style. My mistake.
Hello. Monster Hunter is among us.
What do you mean among us?
I don't know where I was going with that, really. Hi, welcome back.
Can we switch it up? Halloween is among us. It's this Halloween season.
I just realized
is among us.
That's true. It is the when this episode goes live, it'll be the fourth day of Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, it is a month long thing.
Right. Yeah, you can't have it any less than that apparently anymore.
Just like how November and December are all Christmas.
Right. No, that makes sense. I just realized, though, that our podcast description says Double Cross. I should probably update that to Generations Ultimate. Probably, yeah.
Ultimate Generation.
That's all right. We'll get to... I mean, that's actually really easy for me to update. I just realized it now, though. Hello. You're listening. If this is your first time, hello, we're a Monster Hunter podcast. We're real casual. We talk about Monster Hunter news and our experiences in Monster Hunter. We're not too serious. If you're here for hardcore information, you're in the wrong place. This has been your public service announcement.
If you're looking for tips and tricks, may I point you in the direction of gamefaqs.com.
Is that still do people still use that website?
Oh, that's absolutely still a website. And it has not changed.
I was going to say, I feel like I've changed a lot in the last, decade. A lot, I would say. Probably for good.
Good? What does that mean?
Like 10 years ago, me, not a great person.
Oh, sure. I feel like that's anybody our age.
Debatable.
Was a worse person 10 years ago.
I think some people can stay a worse person.
Oh, sure. I'm just saying 10 years ago, we were all terrible people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Game FAQs, on the other hand.
When you're leaving high school and you're at your like maximum edginess.
Yes.
Everybody goes through that, I feel like. Except for probably this generation. I feel like our generation was just extra, extra edgy.
Game FAQs, though, I don't think has ever changed.
Speaking of which, I just figured I'd pop on over to gamefaqs.com, which is apparently owned by GameSpot now. I don't know when that happened, but it's now gamefaqs.gamespot.com. Oh, it still looks exactly the same. Monster Hunter World is number 3 on the most popular games discussed about.
What's number
discussed?
Is number 1 Fortnite?
No.
Dang.
Fortnite isn't even on this list.
Well, what's there to discuss, really? I think everyone knows how to do the floss.
Number 1 is Skyrim.
Oh, good.
Number 2 is Dragon Quest 11.
And that's
the
new one?
Monster Hunter World, yeah. Breath of the Wild, Grand Theft Auto 5, Smash Bros. Ultimate, which is not out yet. Witcher 3, Fallout 4, Destiny 2, and then Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is number 10. I'm curious, though, what FAQs in a basic HTML format there are for Monster Hunter World. The general one, it looks like, is just a strategy guide.
There is not a lot of Monster Hunter news really flowing anymore. But we do have some rumors that we're going to talk about in a bit.
Sure.
So there was internal debate today as I was thinking, mostly thinking about the show and the rest of the year, at least, and the amount of Monster Hunter news we haven't really gotten, which makes sense because, the PC came and gone, Generations kind of came and gone. I am sure there will be more Monster Hunter games in the future. If there's that god-awful movie, well, jury's still out on that, but that movie is still in the works. But
the jury's not out on that.
That's right. The jury's still at home.
Everybody's already made up their mind.
Maybe bringing down the show to like a solid 30 minutes we've always kind of sat around 45 minutes, but when Monster Hunter was out and about, we were doing hour-long shows, but maybe bringing the show down to 30 minutes, or possibly changing the show to bi-weekly. But I kind of like the 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I think 30 minutes is good. That was originally our intention when we started, was to keep the show about 30 minutes. And then eventually we got to a point where we were just talking about so much that was happening each week that we dipped into the 45 to hour long mark, sometimes longer. But originally it was, if you go back to the original episodes or the first few episodes, it was primarily keeping the show to a 30 minute mark. But
the content we picked out should fit a 30-minute mark. If we go longer, I mean, that's fine. It's no big deal. But we'll probably stick with that. And the reason I was thinking about that just is because, like, man, my wedding is coming up fast, and I'm not stressed about it, but it went from we have enough time to I feel like not enough time. And it's, I feel like everything is done, but I also have that feeling of, like, when you're traveling for more than a couple days and you're at the airport and you're like, I forgot something. And that's how I feel right now. So I don't know if that's stress. I don't know what the word for that is, but that's how I constantly feel felt this past week and still feel now. But then I was thinking about, like, how do I make myself more time? And then I was like, oh, yeah, because it wasn't because, like, oh, maybe I'll just cut Monster Hunter. It was just because, oh, yeah, I have to record the car tonight. That's what, like, sparked this whole thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, I completely forgot today was Wednesday.
Listen, we get it. You don't have time for us anymore.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. It's me and the Tobester. I got no room for Anjanaths in my life.
We get it. We all, you know. We'll miss you.
We got some Halloween stuff in this past week.
We did. And I got a little bit of GU in.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been very busy, and my primary hunting team being mostly my wife and my brother were both inaccessible. My wife has been busy, and my brother has been out of town, and we were out of town. So I didn't get a ton of GU time in, but just enough.
Nothing too notable?
No, nothing too exciting to talk about. I'm like working my way. I'm still working my way through the low rank, high rank grind.
I don't like this Monster Hunter split.
What do you mean?
I don't like having to divide my time between two games.
Oh, I mean, unless there's something happening in world that, like the Autumn Harvest Fest, I'm probably just going to be playing Generations Ultimate.
Really?
For the foreseeable future, because it's a little bit more accessible on the Switch.
What? Oh, just because you can take it elsewhere?
Yes.
Got it. I was going to say, like, accessible. Like, there's so many quality of life.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But it's much easier to, when I'm traveling and all this stuff is happening, to be able to just pick it up for, also the it sounds really dumb, but the effort of like getting up from my desk when I'm working and going out into my living room and turning on my PS4 and turning on my TV and my receiver and getting through whatever update the PS4 might have and getting through the menus and all that stuff, just to like do a few hunts and then turn it off and come back in here and keep working, is more time consuming than it is for me to just pick up my Switch, which is sitting next to me, turn it on from standby mode and play, like do like a hunt or two and then put it down and go back to work.
It's a hard life.
It's just such a nice experience. If we had World on the Switch, I'd be 100% happy. I know that that's a conversation that isn't even worth having, but I'm spoiled by the Switch at this point. Like, it's okay. Just such a good console.
Here's the real question.
Yeah.
Third festival, right?
Right.
Spring Fest. Summerfest, Autumn Fest. Tower was beautiful. I think I liked these decorations the best. I think I liked this music the best.
I like that you called it the Tower.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Too much Destiny, I guess. I haven't even played Destiny in like 2 weeks. The Hunting Hub, beautiful.
Yeah.
Felt a little samey.
What do you mean?
You just change all the decorations and it felt like the same exact thing we've done before in the summer and the spring.
Sure.
Bring back old quests. Clove is around. Bonuses. I will say two things. First is the store was on sale. So they had like a bunch of everything was like half off. So I was stocking up on ammo because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go all out, buy a bunch of ammo. Because I had like 150 of each bullet. And I was like, I'm just going to bring that up to 1,000 because as I play more with the light bow gun, I'm going to collect the seeds and everything to, and the plants to, you know, get more ammo along the way. So that way I don't really fall to zero. So stock up on 1,000, continue to use it, continue to collect it, should have a good balance. So I bought a whole bunch of that stuff on sale, pretty much 1,000 of everything. Second thing I noticed, been playing this game for 100+ hours, just realized that when you're selling stuff, there's like a, I think if you hit triangle on PlayStation, you can sell all the traded items, the things that are only designed to be sold. So for example, like silver eggs and golden eggs, like you can't do anything with those but sell them. And there's actually a button that will just sell all of that trade-in stuff automatically. And I'm sitting here selling things one by one, and I get to my last like four things, and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's a button for this the entire time.
What a chump.
Always surprising me. So I spent like 100,000 zenny on a bunch of ammo, but now I literally have 1,000 of every ammo and 3,000 slicing ammo, because you got to slice. Slice and dice.
You got to slice.
But as much as I like enjoy the festival season and it gives me an active reason to log in, and hopefully other people, you know, who stepped away from Monster Hunter to play other games, and I think that's fine. I think that's totally acceptable and healthy to, you know, step away from a game you love and then, you know, come back when there's something going on. I couldn't help but think, like, what was the quest that made this event unique compared to last time or compared to the time before, or what we have here of the rumors of a Winterfest coming, who would have guessed this winter?
Surprise.
I mean, like, you can say the armor, but, I mean, I felt like what we did for this armor and the tickets was kill a bunch of, I don't even know what they're called, the Rampidos. That's a Pokemon.
Rampardos? Is that how it's pronounced?
I think it's Rampardos.
I think so too. Well, and that wasn't a new quest. That's an older one.
Right, but we did that in the summer one too.
Right.
Or something along the lines in that arena.
Yeah, yep. I mean, that was for, I don't remember what event that was specifically, or what.
Didn't they give us tickets?
Specifically that popped up in. Because everything, all of the event quests are like, they're all previous event quests. There were a couple new ones for this, but largely everything is, it's just old event quests that are coming back.
Which is cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the point of the, I don't think the point of it is to present completely new things. I think it's just meant to be a once a quarter event that allows people who haven't been playing the ability to catch up on event quests, but also do it in a way that presents something new for people who have been keeping up, right?
If there was something new or like something very unique, as somebody who, you know, is not logging in every single day, I mean, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
If there is something new, like this is the exclusive hunt for the 10 days or the 2 weeks, however, I think it's 2 weeks. They don't make it very obvious on the like the board of like, hey, this is, you know, a limited. I get it, like the old, like what you said, the old stuff coming back, that's really cool. But if you've done everything, if you're a player that logs in every day, if you've done all this old stuff and now there's this event, what is it for, where, what is that new player getting besides, you know, that Halloween armor, which you can easily get in one night of playing in just a couple hours? I don't know. Like, I remember the jack-o'-lantern Baroth. Is that what it was?
No, it wasn't a Baroth. It was
Uruguay?
I want to say it was Uruguay. I can't recall. But yes, it was. I mean, I know what you mean. That makes sense. That would make sense to have that. Yeah, and who knows? Maybe that'll happen eventually. But I think the main pull for this is to just have something that's seasonal, but also have a seasonal event that gives event quests to people who want to either do them again or want to catch up. And it also adds a couple new things, like you said, the armor and the way that the hub is decorated. It's just, I don't know. I haven't really ever considered it more than that, or I haven't looked at it more than that. I haven't looked at it as something that, like, I'm expecting a ton of new stuff out of it. Because they present us with new mods. Like, we got Lunastra, we got, you know, Devil Joe, we got... Anytime they present something new, it's not a part of, like, a big event like this. And maybe doing that would be fine, but...
I mean, like...
I don't think it needs it.
I think it does. I think, like a pumpkin Uragan or just... I mean, I don't expect it to drop unique stuff or anything, but it would just be a fun thing to hunt or do, or like, I'm not asking for more monsters, because I don't think more monsters solves the problem, and not necessarily like it's a huge problem, but that is a thing you hear from the community of, I wish they would, the world would be perfect if they would add more monsters, but in the reality is there are a bunch of monsters, and no one is sitting there hunting Anjanath anymore. No one is sitting there hunting Toby Kadachi anymore. No one, Quick Topster. No one is running Great Jaggerus anymore, because no one wants that stuff.
Sure.
There are a bunch of monsters to hunt, but it would be, I guess deep down what I'm saying is I would like one of the monsters to have a theme or a Halloween. I think that would be fun. I think that's what I'm looking for in those kind of events, I suppose.
Sure, and that may happen in the future.
And we've seen them do it, so I think that's the main drive. Like, if they've never done anything like that, I probably would be less inclined.
Sure, and that may happen in the future, but, I mean, this sets this up for if nothing else new comes to the game in the next year, this is at least a reliable thing that every season you know is going to happen, right? Like, all they got to do is turn it off and turn it on and turn it off. Like, it's a simple thing that gives you the ability to say, oh, I don't have time to do these event quests when they're available this weekend. I know that in the spring or next month or in 2 months or whatever, I'm going to be able to do them, because they'll be available in the winter festival or whatever. But I mean, there was other new stuff too. Like, the USJ stuff was new, or at least the second USJ quest was new to this, for us at least.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember you saying that. But that was the main weapon from that set was the longsword, right?
The longsword the longsword was from the original one. This was the armor set.
Okay.
Primarily, and materials to bump the longsword up to high rank.
Okay.
But there's, you know, the standard stuff, like you get the palico armor, you can get the pumpkin armor, you can get the handler outfit, you can get the poogie outfit. Like, all that stuff is fun enough for people who are playing consistently, I think, to just log in and get the stuff. And it does take at least a little bit to get all of the palico and armor and your own armor, because you only get what, max like 5 tickets a day. I think it's like maybe 8 total. So like, you gotta log in and do stuff at least like 2 days. And getting gold Wyverian prints and like all that stuff is really nice. And it's honestly, that's one of my favorite things about these events, is that there is like daily limited bounties rather than like weekly stuff, or like having the daily grind. Like, that daily grind is a little bit more interesting to me than just what it is standard. But I get what you're saying. Like, it would be nice to have new monsters, but or fit like variants of monsters. But I mean, I would rather they just work on, personally at least, I would rather they just work on new monsters and introduce them in the way that they've been introducing them. Because that, to me, is more exciting than having them not do that and introduce a monster during one of these. Because there's already enough stuff to do if you aren't keeping up or you have a bunch of tempered or arch-tempered stuff that you want to complete in the 2 weeks that this is available. Like,
leading into the Winterfest, this was, I think, I'm going to give credit to Reddit user Kane Relent. Oh, I probably said your name wrong, of course. On the Monster Hunter subreddit, they found some information about the Winterfest coming in the 5.1 update. Where they looked into the new update 5.1 and found some winter festival stuff. They found a new armor set called Orion Alpha. It says, the description says, requires a Winter Star ticket to craft warm and snug armor so you can enjoy the winter festivals. It looks like a snowsuit. The armor skills include recovery up, flinch free, wind proof, health boost, and heroics. And then they have some images below. They have the Palico armor set. If you, spoilers, it's like a little snowman outfit. Very cute. And there is a male New Gamma set, minus Lunala and Hammer. And for female, there is a new Gamma set plus Orion Alpha minus Lunala. Minus Luna, not Lunala. So used to reading monster names.
Lunastra.
In addition, there's a new weapon, a hammer specifically called the Bristly Pincushion. What is a bristly? You need a bristly crake. What is a bristly? What is
that's what they. Wait, hold on, because those were part of the Autumn Fest, I thought.
Having a stiff or prickly texture.
Well, bristly crakes are the little birds. I talked about that last week because they. I don't remember what article it was that I was looking at. I didn't do it myself, but the Harvest Fest had a quest that let you make, it looked like that, like, handmade, the, like, sewn buttons and stuff that they do for some of the, like, monster-based, like, kind of goofy-based, monster-based stuff.
Okay.
And they were dual blades.
Well, this seems to be a hammer.
Oh, it's a hammer. Oh, yeah.
Oh man. You need.
I hope they do this with all the weapons.
You need 3 Autobahn scales, 5 sturdy bones, and 2 poison sacks. Once it's upgraded, it can be changed into the Bristly Grudge. It has a natural blue sharpness, 1,040 attack, has a 270 poison element. It can be augmented twice, has a rarity of 7. So if you're a hammer user, pretty exciting.
I hope they do that with all the weapons.
Of course, none of this is confirmed. This is just somebody who seemed to have data mined it. They provided pictures of the stuff. If you want to see what the Palico Hunter armor looks like, this new hammer. It is on the Monster Hunter subreddit as of this recording. It was pretty high on the front page, so it should be pretty easy to find if you're looking for it or if you're curious, but... I don't know. After 3 seasonal festivals, 4 seasons in a year.
It would be shocking if they didn't have a winter festival.
That would be more shocking. I'm curious if this is going to happen before or after Christmas, because doesn't winter start like December 21st, technically?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't actually know. I'm sure it will probably be like, I would guess, early December.
Yeah, so that's exciting. We'll see if any other Monster Hunter news came out. But, Micah, you have some news of your own that you scoured up.
Yeah, Monster Hunter, to the official Monster Hunter Twitter account, tweeted out that if you're familiar with the Golden Joystick Awards, sponsored by AMD, are you familiar with this show?
Yes.
The golden joysticks.
Didn't they have Samuel Jackson host that one time?
Did they?
Maybe I'm thinking of a different reward show.
That's a bit of trivia I wasn't aware of. They tweeted out that they've been, Monster Hunter World has been nominated for Best Cooperative Game, Best Visual Design, and Best Audio in the 36th Golden Joystick Awards.
Best Visual Design, Best Audio, Best Multiplayer.
What?
Or co-op.
Best co-op.
What was the last one?
Best visual design and best audio.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a four. I thought you squeezed in a fourth one. I'm just hearing things.
I could we could make one up. They've also been nominated for best
pig design.
Oh, you dang. Got beat me to it. That was a team effort.
We're doing a lot of this a lot lately.
Either
we're on the same wavelength or we both lack so much creativity. Not sure which one it is.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not having the best time looking at the site where you go to vote for these because you vote. It's a user-based award show, consumer-based. I don't know what the term is. You vote on what you want to win.
All right. So let's say you could all. Let's say you were in charge. You're behind the council. This is a bad analogy. Let's say you have enough power to make them win one of the three.
Yeah.
Which one do you think Capcom deserves the most?
Okay. The visual design is very impressive. I will say that.
Okay. You also have PC version.
Is it the best visual design of a game in 2018? I'm not 100% certain.
Oh, whoa. What's competing with it?
It's very good, though. I'm trying to think of, like, I hate things like this because I don't know what the other... Here's the thing. I can't look at what it's going up against because it's on GamesRadar.com and it's asking me to disable my ad blocker. It's the real struggle. let me pause it on this site and let me try it again. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I'm like immediately like, oh yeah, that's far and away a much better visual experience.
I mean, for me, it was probably Forsaken.
I mean, Forsaken's good, but like, it's still Destiny 2. Like,
I don't know. Those,
you know what you're like, getting. Okay, so here's, let's look at this. This is best storytelling. Just an example of games that it's up against, or games that are also receiving awards. God of War is one of them, which I will say, visually, I didn't play it, but watching other people play it, visually stunning. It's a very beautiful game. Octopath Traveler is in this list of best storytelling. I think that game also had some really unique and good-looking visuals. Here's best visual design. This is this category that Monster Hunter World is in. It's facing Chuchel. I don't know what that is. Dead Cells, which I've heard many good things about. Dragon Ball FighterZ. I don't know that I would
say... With a Z, right?
With a Z, correct. I don't know that I would say best visual design of 2018, but it's a good-looking game. Like, they've done 3D anime probably better than anything else I've seen. Far Lone Sails, I don't know what that is. Frostpunk, which I believe is like it's a city management game. I don't know. God of War is also in this list. Gorogoa, I don't know. Monster Hunter World, Subnautica, and We Happy Few. Of these, I feel like it would be pretty tight between God of War and Monster Hunter World.
I mean, for me, that's an easy one. Because I only played one of them out of all of those, true. I think.
Right. I mean, I watched a lot of God of War, so I got to see a lot of the really cool visuals that it had to offer. But in the best audio category, it's up against like Far Cry 5, Forza Horizon 4, Life is Strange 2, Sea of Thieves, Shadow of the Tomb Raider. I don't know that, like, best audio is something that when I think about Monster Hunter World, I'm like, oh, the audio in that game is top tier. Not saying that it's bad. It's just, it's not, I don't think it's like super, super notable to me.
I mean, though, like, I can't really speak to any of those other games. I mean, I'm sure I would guess without playing it that Forza 4 probably sounds amazing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that the sound of, I don't know, engines revving probably sounds really good in that game. So the third category that it's in is best cooperative game, and it's up against A Way Out, Far Cry 5, Firewall Zero Hour, mm-hmm. No Man's Sky Next, Overcooked 2, Sea of Thieves, State of Decay 2, Unravel 2, and Warhammer Vermintide 2.
Mm.
I feel like it has a very good chance of winning this category. Yes. I don't know.
The only one that I would be okay with else winning would probably be Overcooked.
But like, I mean, did you play Overcooked 2?
No, but
I didn't either. But like, what else can they do with the cooperative elements in Overcooked?
You can throw food.
Oh, I mean, I'm saying what else aside from what they've already done with the first one could they do with Overcooked 2?
That's like saying, like, what could they do with a Mario game? They've made a lot of Mario games.
That's true. It looks very similar, though. I don't know. I think that of the things that it's running for, though, I think best cooperative is probably the first one that I would think they have the best chance of winning. And I think best visual design is probably second. Maybe just really competing against God of War, probably my guess.
Yeah.
People really loved Subnautica, though. I wasn't really, like, too intrigued by it. And all of these other games seem to have, like, some level of merit. But if you're looking at purely, like, what is the most visually stunning game to look at, it's probably down to those two. But you can vote. If you, as a Monster Hunter fan, feel strongly about this, then go vote. Get it.
I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, you probably really like Monster Hunter, so you should probably vote.
Yeah, just go do it. It takes 2 seconds. I mean, I just finished voting for it in all three categories while we've been talking.
After you disabled ads.
After I disabled ads. I didn't dis... I paused it. Listen, I like my ad block, okay?
I mean, I am judging, but...
I disable it in situations where I feel like it's necessary for the sake of, I don't know, ad creators. Final Fantasy 14's got a thing.
Oh, yeah? What's it under?
Still playing. Okay. This award recognizes that many games have a life that spans beyond the year they're released in.
Well, I'm glad we hit our Final Fantasy 14 quota this episode.
Guess what else is in that category?
Destiny, I would Destiny safely 2. Safely assume.
Guess what else is in this category?
Pokemon?
Pokemon Go.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that makes sense, I suppose.
We got all three. We got Destiny, we got Pokemon, we got Final Fantasy.
We did it.
We definitely did it.
We did it. We did it. All right. I think that's where we'll end it. I actually had another article, but we'll save it for next week just in case nothing crazy happens. By the time this episode goes up, the Harvest Fest will be over in the PC version the Xbox version and the PS4 version, but should go live in the PC version. So if you are a PC player, enjoy your Harvest Fest. A lot of stuff that, a lot of news. That's the PC's first festival, right?
It sure is.
There you go.
I am excited. I'm probably going to play some of it. If you play on PC and you want to, I don't know, you want to play with a scrub, let me know, I guess. I'm going to try to do at least a little bit this weekend if I can. My normal PC playing partner is getting married this weekend, so... safe to say he won't be playing any Monster Hunter.
Not with that attitude.
I guess not. We'll see.
Got to fit in a hunt when you can.
All right. Easier on the Switch.
This is true. You could bring your Switch to the wedding. Play with him there.
True. He doesn't have a Switch.
Okay, never mind. Well, I mean,
he's one of those people that, like, that once they have a PC, they're like, I don't need any consoles.
Wow.
The PC, that's it.
I mean,
I got my PC, I'm good.
One and done.
One and done.
You want to follow us on Twitter? More than welcome to at Micah the Brave for, you guessed it, Micah, at Dragging a Lake for me, and at Carve Podcast on Twitter. If you are unsure of what holiday pumpkin Uragan we were talking about, it is on the Twitter if you want to look at it. It was originally introduced in Monster Hunter Explore. It was that pumpkin variant, which is a spinoff game, but still. They did it. They made a pumpkin version. It was real cool. We'll be back next week, of course. Again, if you're on PC, enjoy your Harvest Festival. And if you really are passionate about Monster Hunter, which a lot of us are, go vote for the Game Awards stuff. That's cool. When does that end? Did they have a date for that?
Oh, it says voting closes October 25th, and the actual live stream for it is on November 16th.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And it's awesome. Hosted by comedian Danny Wallace. So I feel like you were probably right that, like, they had a celebrity like Samuel L. Jackson in the past. I don't know who Danny Wallace is, but
I don't know.
You're looking
either.
For probably cringy comedy.
In
that's
the right,
loosely related to games, I'm
right
sure.
Right place, I guess.
I'm sure it'll be good.
All right. We will be back next week, of course. If you haven't done so already, want to help out the show for free, you can leave us a review in Apple Podcasts. Of course, we are on Spotify now, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcasts. They are different. Overcast, wherever else you can find podcasts.
Podler.
But Hunters, keep on hunting them monsters.
And keep on carving those monsters. I almost said hunting those monsters. 'Keep on carving. Just carve it up. Carve a pumpkin. It's Halloween. Carve a monster. Carve a pumpkin monster. Carve a pumpkin into a monster from Monster Hunter.
The Carve is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. Logo and artwork for The Carve was created by Micah, the co-host of this show. The music by Nicholas Burgess. If you enjoy The Carve, consider leaving a review in Apple Podcasts or tell a fellow hunter about us. If you'd like to support The Carve, you can do so at patreon.com/carvepodcast. For as little as $1 a month, you'll gain access to our Discord to bone up with other hunters who listen to the show. Big shout-outs to The Carve's Life Powder supporters, Rebecca C., Bastion D., Chris B., Kenley C., Armored, Jin, 8-Bit Core, Snake, Justin C., Gavin M., Kay, Austin B., Carly, and Brandon. Thank you all for listening.